Oklahoma voters are being asked whether they want to change the state's constitution to ban a method of increasing prison sentences for people convicted of nonviolent crimes. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports the measure is asking voters to take a deep look into Oklahoma's sentencing laws.
Oklahoma's standard for punishing people convicted of crime has shifted in the past several years. Lawmakers and the will of voters have made huge changes to the justice system, but reform advocates say more needs to be done. Chris Steele is the executive director of Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform, and he's a leader in the Yes on 805 coalition. They took a sentencing reform legislators rejected and put it inside State Question 805.
There's just no evidence additional years or decades onto a person convicted for a nonviolent offense does anything in the way of reducing crime.
Steele is talking about sentence enhancements. When courts convict, Oklahoma law gives them room to decide how many years people spend in prison for their crimes. There's a minimum number of years and a maximum number. Judges, juries, and prosecutors decide what number to pick inside that range. Sentence enhancements are extra years that can be added on top of the maximum for people who've been convicted of felonies in their past.
If State Question 805 passes, individuals who are convicted of a nonviolent crime could still be sentenced up to the maximum time allowable in prison for that current crime, but they would not receive additional time in prison beyond the maximum sentence because of their previous convictions.
So if voters say yes, it means no more enhancements for every crime considered nonviolent by state law as of January this year. There are over 50 crimes Oklahoma law defines as violent, such as murder, assault and battery, shooting with intent to kill, rape, and kidnapping. Oklahoma has consistently held one of the highest incarceration rates in the country. A 2017 report from a task force convened by former Governor Mary Fallon found sentence enhancements were partly to blame.
We send people to prison for much, much longer than other states.
State prosecutors argue 805 would allow people who repeatedly commit serious crimes to be released sooner and threaten the public's safety. Tricia Everest is head of Oklahomans United Against 805. She says the ballot question is dangerous because it would change the state constitution.
Absolutely not the way to do anything that is so rapidly changing.
The Yes on 805 coalition deliberately locked in a constitutional amendment to protect the changes from lawmakers. If 805 passes, only Oklahoma voters will be able to change it. Everest is also the chair of the Oklahoma County Jail Trust, and she co-founded Palomar, an organization that supports domestic violence victims. She says the state's criminal code needs to be updated frequently, and if 805 passes, it won't be possible for legislators to add crimes to the group that would still qualify for enhancements. As an example, she points to domestic violence.
Domestic violence in front of a child, domestic violence on a pregnant woman, domestic violence with strangulation.
Chris Steele says if a person is convicted of domestic violence more than once, they can face a maximum of 10 years in prison without enhancements. He says legislators can also choose to increase the maximum sentence for any crime.
All of those safeguards remain in place.
But courts have used enhancements to add additional prison time onto repeat abusers. The possibility voters might take them away worries some victim advocates. They also fear convicted abusers already in prison would get out sooner because the question allows sentence modifications.
This is a really serious component of some of those things that's leaving out, and it's unnecessary.
Everest says Oklahoma's sentencing structure should be changed, but believes those changes should be made carefully as citizens put pressure on lawmakers to pass reforms. An analysis released by conservative think tank the Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs projects State Question 805 would gradually reduce the state's prison population by more than 8%, a figure disputed by the Department of Corrections. The think tank also estimates at least $142 million in state funds will be saved over 10 years. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.
If the measure passes, it will take effect January 1st.